message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
To the second day of this great program, the Signs and Wonders Fast, and I trust God that on this second day, no one will return back empty-handed in Jesus' name. No one will return back empty-handed in Jesus' name. Every emptiness in your life shall be filled up in the name of Jesus. Every emptiness in your life shall be filled up in the name of Jesus. Last night, in the course of the night, I was praying in one of the rooms in one of the places where I pray in the house. And the furnitures and all the things inside that room was moved out to allow for some repairs and to allow for some cleaning. And as I was praying in the night, I felt some echoes in the place. And I could feel God ministering to me. God ministers to me through anything. Anything you can think of. He can minister to me through paper, through anything. And so he was telling me in the course of that session that he wants to fill our emptiness. He wants to fill our emptiness. And for somebody here today, areas of your life where there is emptiness, God will fill it with blessings. Areas of your life where blessings have been moved out, multiple blessings shall be moved in. Can I hear a louder amen? I would like to hear a louder amen. And in the rooms of your life, there will be wonders without numbers. Wonders that people cannot stop counting. As they are counting in your family, they will be counting in your studies. As they are counting in your studies, they will be seeing it in your health. As they are seeing it in your health, they will be seeing it in your finances. As they are seeing it in your finances, they will be seeing it in the life of your children. They will be seeing it in the life of your spouse. They will be seeing it in every sector and segment of your life. In the name of Jesus. And the days of your scarcity are over. The days of scarcity for you are over. In the name of Jesus. Faith for signs and wonders. Faith for signs and wonders. Open your Bibles with me to Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18. Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And they shall recover. May the Lord bless the reading of His word in Jesus' name. I say, may the Lord bless the reading of His word in Jesus' name. Wonders is something that arouses amazement from others. Wonders is something that arouses amazement. It is something unusual. It's unusual. It's something that is not common. It doesn't happen commonly. It's not something that is common. When people experience it, they are surprised and they are amazed. I pray for somebody here today. Wonders that will make men to be amazed is coming to your life in the name of Jesus. And to walk in this realm of wonders, you require something very crucial called faith. Faith is at the root of all signs and wonders. Faith is at the root of all signs and wonders. And when your faith is full, your life becomes wonderful. When your faith becomes big, your wonders becomes big. Now, what is faith? Faith is a living force drawn from the living word of God to produce signs and wonders. Faith is a living force from the living word of God to produce signs and wonders. And the display of your faith is what births your wonders. In Mark 9 verse 23, the Bible says, if thou canst believe, all things, somebody say all things are possible to him that believeth. If you can believe, all things can happen. The blessings can happen. The promotion can happen. The healing can happen. The progress can happen. Financial enlargement can happen. All things. Somebody say all things. And many people have thought that when it comes to signs and wonders, man has no part to play. Only God has a part to play. That's a lie. Many Christians have taught that when we are talking about signs and wonders, the only person that has a part to play is God. No. When we are talking about signs and wonders, there is a part for man. And that man must have faith. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 11 verse 6. You can't please him. You can't get anything from him. You can't access God except you have faith. My prayer for somebody today is that your faith shall be aroused in this program in the name of Jesus. Miracles are no accidents, but the deliberate acts of God provoked through the faith of men. Miracles are not an accident. Miracles don't just happen. It's not an accident. Something just happened. It's like an accident. Anything called accident is not a good thing. A miracle is not an accident. They happen through the faith of man. The faith of man provokes the hand of God. And tonight, your faith will provoke the hand of God in Jesus' name. In Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 34, there's the story of a woman called the woman with the issue of blood, who had an issue of blood for 12 years. The Bible says she thought in her heart, if I can only touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. And the Bible says she found her way and wingled her way and touched his garment. And as she touched his garment, she was made whole. Virtue left Jesus and went into her, and the dryness and the bleeding stopped. You can imagine a woman menstruating for 12 years continuously, heavy flow for 12 good years. But as she exercised her faith, God changed her level. Somebody is here today, God will also change your own level. I say, God will also change your own level. In John 14 verse 12, the Bible says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth in me, the works that I do, shall he do. And even greater works. So when you are a person that has faith, anything you have seen Jesus do, you have seen Peter do, you have seen Paul do, you are meant to even do better. But there's a vital requirement called faith. You need 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 faith. Another example of somebody that exhibited faith are two blind men in Matthew chapter 9 verse 27 to 29. The Bible says these men were blind. They could not see. And they exercised their faith. They exercised their faith and secured their healing. The Bible says, and when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on me. God will have mercy on somebody tonight. I say, God will have mercy on somebody tonight. And when he was come unto the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I'm able to do this? This is one question that Jesus is asking from every one of us. Do you believe I can do this? They said, yeah, Lord, we believe it. We know you can do it. And then he said unto them, be it unto you according to your faith. Now, if Jesus will say that to many of us today, what will happen to you? If Jesus says, according to what you believe, let it happen to you. Exactly how you think I can do it, let it happen to you. Exactly the way you think it can happen, let it happen like that. Exactly the way you think your bank account can be, let it be like that. Some will have 5,000 in their account. Some will have 10,000. Some will have 20,000. Some will have 20 million. Some will have 20 billion. It depends. Life is according to faith. And that's why if you don't have faith, your life is fake. That's why if you don't have faith, you can't get signs and wonders. A vital requirement for signs and wonders is faith. Now quickly tonight, what does faith carry that makes it give you wonders without number? What does faith carry? Number one, faith is a weapon for fighting. You can't fight except you have faith. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16. Ephesians 6 verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith thou shalt be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Faith is a weapon for fighting. 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 The reason why many lose in the battle of life is because their faith is very weak. Now, can I tell you this? There will be battles of life. There will be battles of life. And when this battle comes, one vital thing that will make you secure victory and secure signs and wonders is your faith. If your faith is weak, then there's no way you can win in the battle of life. Number two, what is in faith? Faith carries power for wonders. Acts chapter 6 verse 8. Faith carries power for wonders. If your desire is wonders, then faith is what carries the power. The Bible says, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. How did Stephen do great wonders? Because he had faith. You can't do signs and wonders except you command, you have a high level of faith. Low level of faith provokes little or no wonders. That's why you must invest in the building of your faith. It's quite unfortunate that many Christians go from one place to another looking for deliverance up and down. Going from one deliverance center to another without building their faith. And then when there is a lot of razzmatazz and a lot of things, once they leave, their problem gets back to them. Because their faith is not built up. Instead of going from one place to another, it's better for a Christian to sit down, settle down, and build his faith. Come to your neighbor and say, build your faith. Number three, what does faith carry? It carries possibility. Mark chapter 9, verse 23, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believes. So every man or woman that wants things to be possible for him, must carry faith. If there is something you are desirous of, if there's something that you believe that you can get, then it's very easy to get it through faith. Do you know that there's nothing you desire in this life that you can't get through faith? There is nothing that you are that you desire that faith can't give you. Faith is the currency that you use to purchase possibility. When you take faith to the market, you come back with possibility. When you take faith to the battles of life, you come back as a winner. As from today, you will never be a loser in life again. I say, as from today, you'll never be a loser in life again. As from today, you never lose in life again. Everything is possible through faith. You've heard the story many times. I were traveling from Lagos, Ibadan, Ogumosho, Ilorin Road, and some robbers appeared in the middle of the night. It was very late in the night. I started shooting at the car, and I said to the man that was driving, don't stop, keep moving. Don't stop, keep moving. This was not a shoot of rehearsal, it was shoot to kill. It was a shoot to kill. It's not a toy gun. It was like carrying a submachine gun. It was going on continuously. And a few bullets hit the car, maybe about 6 or 8 or thereabout. Was able to hit the car. Others escaped. But the people inside the car, not one of them was hurt by any bullet. Someone say faith. That's what faith can do. Faith carries power. It brings about possibility. And from today, possibility shall be your portion in Jesus' name. Everything you are trusting God for shall be possible for you. Your marriage shall be possible. Your conception shall be possible. Your breakthrough shall be possible. Your building of a house shall be possible. Your promotion shall be possible. Everything you desire shall be possible. Can I hear you say a big amen? Number four, what does faith carry? Faith carries rest. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 3. When you have faith, you have rest. When you have faith, you have rest. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 3. Every man of faith is a man of rest. Every woman of faith is a woman of rest. Hebrews 4 verse 3. Hebrews 4 also 9 to 11. Now look at this. Hebrews 4 verse 3. For we which have believed do enter into rest. When you have faith, you enter into your rest. I'll go again to verse 9 to 11. Hebrews chapter 4, same place, verse 9 to 11. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. Those that have faith, they have rest. They are very, very restful. Somebody say very, very restful. They are not apprehensive. They are not apprehensive. They believe that everything is possible to them. They believe that nothing can be impossible to them. One day, one of our beloved sisters here was pregnant and was diagnosed in the hospital, and they told her that she will lose her life or lose her baby or whatever because of fibroid that was pressing the baby. And they went from one hospital to another, from one place to another. And the husband came to me, we were at the former place there, in the morning, and said, this and that, and this and that. And I said, stop this. You are not operating in faith. You have not been listening to me. You don't buy tapes. You don't listen to tapes. Your faith is low. Friends, she delivered that baby without sweats. And she has delivered another baby after that. And if she still wants to deliver 4 months, God will give it to her. It doesn't matter what the enemy has said. Your faith gives you rest. You just have rest. You just have rest. You just have rest. You are just peaceful. Faith gives you peace and rest. As from today, you will enjoy rest. Over that, your family, you will enjoy rest. Over your admission, you will enjoy rest. Over your traveling abroad, you will enjoy rest. Over your promotion, you will enjoy rest. Over your current project, you will enjoy rest. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? In every sector of your life, you will enjoy rest. in 2018 while we traveled to Lagos, had an accident, and as I got back, I was feeling a little stressed and tired and went to the hospital, and the doctor said, "Sir, you have high blood pressure." And I said, interesting. This thing I've been preaching about for a long time. Now they say I have it. I told the doctor, it's not possible. He said, I'm very serious. This is it. Look at the gauge. I said, it's not possible. I said, let me go and come back. By the time I come back, you'll see wonders. So as I left, I came back again. He said, it's even worse now than before. I said, it's not possible. You are seeing double. It's not possible. He said, sir, and he started writing drugs. I'm sorry to say that for the rest of your life, you'll be on hypertensive drugs. Your blood pressure has gone up beyond normal, and you'll be... And he started writing, and I got up immediately. You know the way I do things when I'm very, very angry. I just got up. I said, it's not possible. It can't be me. It's not possible. I can't have it. And I walked out of the hospital. As I got back home, I was just having fun. Did not take one single hypertensive drug, not one tablet. And as I went back again, the third time, the pain had disappeared. Went back to the senders. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. It doesn't matter what you are facing. It doesn't matter what the devil has. The devil is just trying your rest. He's just trying to see if you are going to persist in saying that things will work out for you. He's just trying to see if you are going to persist or you are going to give up. Grace never to give up is coming upon you today. Grace never to give up is coming upon you today. Grace never to give up is coming upon you today. Strange illness will never befall you. Can I hear your amen? Can I hear your amen? You will enjoy rest all the days of your life. You will enjoy rest all the days of your life. Number 5, what does faith carry? It carries continuous victory. 1 Corinthians 5 verse 4. 1 Corinthians 5 verse 4. Faith carries continuous victory. Someone say victory. Somebody say victory. 1 John 5 verse 4. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. Not 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 4. And I pray for somebody here today, you will enjoy victory all the days of your life. In every area, every segment of your life, you will enjoy victory in the name of Jesus. For whosoever is born of God, overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith. So your faith is your tool to overcome the works of darkness. When the enemy shall come like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise a standard against them. Ladies and gentlemen, having said all this about faith, how do you get this faith? There's one major force to get faith, and that is the Word of God. Romans chapter 10 verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. So then faith cometh by hearing. So the more you hear the Word of God, the more your faith. The more you hear the Word of God, the more your faith. That's why those that don't attend church regularly, their faith is very low. That's why those that don't study the scripture, their faith is very low. The more you study, the more your faith. The more you study, the more your faith. The more you study, the more your faith. Only those who labor in the world access faith. If you labor in the world, your faith will grow. It is the responsibility of every believer to labor daily in the Word of God. Stop going from place to place. Stop going from prophet to prophet. Stop donating money from one church to another. Settle down. Sit down with this word. 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 All those problems that you are thinking is a big thing, it will disappear. 3 chapters, 4 chapters, 5 chapters, 7 chapters, 10 chapters. Devouring it. Devouring it like devouring Indomie noodles. Eating it. Very, very, with determination in your heart to get something inside. It's amazing that many eat physical food more than spiritual food. And that's a calamity of life. For a person to eat more physical food than spiritual. This is the most important food every believer should eat. This is the major thing you need in life for signs and wonders. That's why a wordless believer is a useless believer. A believer that doesn't read the word will be because it will be useless, because it will be moving from place to place searching for solution. Fake prophets will be eating their money. I can see where your problem is from. You need you need the nails of a lizard, a gamma lizard. You might not be able to find it, but I can find it for you. Just $1,000. Just $1,000. It's not much. I will get it for you. Then we'll put some pepper around it. Then we'll help you to sacrifice to the gods of your village. This world has everything you need. This world has everything you need. If signs and wonders is your desire, this world is a requirement. If signs and wonders is your desire, you have to settle down on the world. You have to sit down to read the Bible. As from today, a new desire to study the Bible comes upon every believer in the name of Jesus. Comes upon everyone here in the name of Jesus. It comes on everyone here in the name of Jesus. The days whereby you are studying the Bible and you are sleeping off is over in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? The days whereby you are reading the Bible and you feel it's like the Bible has now become a Puritan, or Bible has now become like Lexotan for you. Once you begin to read it, that immediately sleep wants to catch you. The days of those ones are over in Jesus' name. As from today, you will get something new from the word every day. And this will build your faith. Can I tell you this? When I speak to a Christian for just 10 minutes, I can know if they read the Bible or not. When you read the Bible often, faith words comes out of your mouth. When you read the Bible, you will hear people that read the Bible say, yes, you will do it. God will do it for me. I know. I believe it. I believe what you are saying. I know it will happen. My tomorrow will be alright. But when you see somebody that doesn't read the Bible, I don't even know what to do. I don't even know if it can happen again. I've been praying. I'm even tired. That's what they say. But when you see, because the Bible injects faith into you, you just believe it. Can I tell you this? As I'm standing here, there's nothing you tell me that God has said that is positive about me that I won't believe. You tell me my future will be alright, I believe it. If you tell me I will become a billionaire or a trillionaire, I believe it. Because he has said it in his word. I will lend unto nations and I will not borrow. I believe everything he has said. The word of God injects faith into you. Friends, my counsel tonight, as we prepare to go into prayers, is one, make it a daily habit to study the word. If you need signs and wonders, make it a daily habit to study the word. If possible, don't put anything physical into your mouth except you read the Bible first. Don't eat any food except maybe you are not fasting. You quickly take a bottle of water or a glass of water in the morning. Don't eat any food. Any food except you first eat your spiritual food. This is one of the best advice I can give you. Because the more you study the word, the more faith is injected into you. Number two counsel is meditate upon this word. I would say meditate upon the word and give thyself to it wholly, that thy profiting may appear unto all. Meditate on the word. Meditate on it on a daily basis. Somebody say daily basis. Meditate on the word on a daily basis. Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15, study to show thyself approved, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So meditate upon it, get the juice out of the word, get the best out of the word. The word of God is so powerful. I would say the word of God is quick and powerful, is sharper than any two-edged sword. So it's something that carries power. And when you meditate upon it, you get the best out of it. I would say it's in 2 Timothy 3 verse 16, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof and instruction. 2 Timothy 3 verse 16. So the word of God carries doctrines, it carries corrections, it carries reproof, and it carries instructions. Everything you need is there. Everything you can think of in this life is inside the word of God. God values his word so much. That's why those that don't value the Bible, God just looks at them as unserious men. Matthew 24:35. He honors his word more than you can ever imagine. Heaven and earth will pass away. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. So God values his word. Bible says he values his word more than his name. How can you travel from here to Lagos? You didn't carry your Bible. Whereas you didn't forget your phone. You didn't forget your bag. You didn't forget your money, but you forgot your Bible. If you are a Christian that wants signs and wonders, please settle down with the Bible. The devil is very wicked and very trickish. He makes us look as if the Bible is not interesting. He makes it look as if it's a storybook. The Bible is not a storybook. It's the word of wonders. It's not just a storybook. You just read like a storybook, like you're reading Meals and Bones. Sit down and meditate. Number three counsel on the Bible is speak in faith as your faith grows in the word. Whatever you have seen in the word, speak it. Anything you have seen in the Bible, speak it. Anything that you have seen that you like in the Bible, possess it. This church that we are standing in today came from the Bible. This church came from the Bible. It came from just a word from the Bible. We just finished a vigil, and I just saw that The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. So God owns everything. If he owns everything, fine. We need a structure and we need a land for church. And I must tell you, that same day, somebody phoned me in the morning and showed me this land, and we came and we are here today to the glory of God. So, also I saw a word that particular night. We had a vigil, leader's vigil, in Psalms chapter 8 verse 2. Ask of me, and I will give thee the heathen for thy inheritance, and the uttermost part of the earth for thy possession. I say, if Psalms 2 verse 8, God will help you guys. Ask of me, and I will give thee the heathen for thy inheritance, and the uttermost part of the earth for thy possessions. I say, if I ask, I will get. Okay. God, we need a land for your work. We need a land for your work. I was still resting after the vigil when somebody phoned me. Hello, hello, hello. Yes, we got a place. And as we got here, it was the place. Anything you want can be gotten from the world. You can get children from the world. You search for it. Anything you desire, you get it from the world. If you want to do exam, you search for the word that says that you'll not be a failure. Then you'll not be a failure. If you want to expand your business, you go into the world. Where is the word that says that I can expand? As of Ebenezer quoted one of it yesterday, I think Isaiah 54 verse 2. Enlarge the place of thy tent. You will break forth to the right and to the left. So when you are a man or woman of the world, life becomes very easy. As from today, life will become very easy for you. I say life will become very easy for you. There is no problem anywhere. There is no problem that has no solution. The solution is inside this world. There is no problem anywhere. If your business has problem, this is the solution. If your marriage has problem, this is the solution. Everything you want is inside this Bible. Business solution is here. Do you know that in most of the business schools all over the world, they teach from the Bible? The business schools all over the world, they teach from the scripture. The principles of the scripture is what they teach us in business school. They teach you to save. They teach you to be prudent in your spending. They teach you to work hard in your business. They teach you to have figures to plan before you. I mean, that's just it. They are all from the scripture. If you can read this Bible, signs and wonders will follow you. If you can read this Bible, signs and wonders. How can you be a Christian of 15 years without even being able to read 15 chapters? What are you talking about? 15 years of Christian, being a Christian, you have not read 15 chapters? Wake up. Wake up. If signs and wonders is your desire, studying the word is your desire. There's only one competition my wife and I does in this life. We don't do competition, we don't compete, but we compete when it comes to Bible reading and reading books. That's the only area that we do competition. That's the only area. You are still, I've not gone to sleep. No, I've not gone to sleep. You too, you are still reading. No, I've not gone to sleep. Ah, you are still here reading. Yes, since you are still reading too, I've not gone to sleep. Snoring by 8 o'clock. Signs and wonders doesn't happen like that. It doesn't happen like that. Watching films. You know all the latest film in the world. In my place, they say the person that they are looking at will not be looking at other people. By now, they should be looking at you. By now, people should be paying money to see you. All this watching you. All the film you have been watching since all these days, what is the benefit of the film? You have been enriching those who are producing the films. It's time for you to enrich your destiny. This is what will enrich your destiny. It's time for you to enrich your destiny. Friends, you know the beauty of this. You can start today. You can start with just one chapter. You can start. You can start with just one chapter. Every day, God, I want to read one chapter. Then from one chapter, oh God, I thank you. I'm now reading one chapter per day. Thank you, Lord. You move to two chapters per day. One in the Old Testament, I will advise you every day. At least you must read the New Testament. Every day. And if you are a little above average, you must read minimum 3 Psalms, 1 Proverb, and then you are reading the New Testament and the Old Testament. Because Psalms has 150 Psalms. Then in 30 days, you have finished it. You have finished it. Proverbs has 31 chapters. So within 1 month, you have finished it, just one per day. It's like taking multivite or folic acid. You know, ladies, you know what I'm saying. When you are pregnant, just folic acid. It's just like that. Just to boost your blood. From today, you will not lack signs and wonders. I say from today, you will not lack signs and wonders. From today, you will not lack signs and wonders. When the enemy shall come like a flood, the Spirit of God in you shall raise a standard against them. The Spirit of God in you shall raise a standard against them. The Spirit of God in you shall raise a standard against them. In my house, you can't watch television at night. Oh. You can't watch beyond 10 p.m. You can't watch. It has even moved to 9 p.m. now. Unconsciously. You can't watch television at night. Watching television midnight. Which, okay, what is the film that they are showing? You can't. You must be studying. You must be studying. You must be studying. You must be. It is mandatory, compulsory, important. It is a compulsory course. 16 units. Rise up on your feet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.